Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
It's time for our Lekker feature drive moment. Here's a question. What changed the most in your relationship after having children? For those who have children, you know that becoming a parent is a big adjustment, which requires a lot from both parents, if there's two parents, as you both navigate the way in which you're reaching, or you're each changing to meet the needs of your little ones, blah, blah, blah. A lot of people will tell you, but you can never go to school to raise kids. So me being the older amongst you all, even the board members and the entire staff here.
All right.
I'll tell you about some of the things that I've been involved in trying to help people who have kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So here's the first example. Number one is things get awkward when you meet someone and you like each other and you're not ready to have kids. And suddenly they say, oh, I'm pregnant.
Mm. Mm.
The chances of that relationship carrying on is like 0.2%, right? Mm. And there's another one where a couple will have a conversation. You are close together. You're planning the future together, have kids together. And then you have kids or you have your first child, right? And you know that they say the first child is always golden.
Yeah.
And I always say the first child is troublesome in a sense that a first child, because they are golden, they're special. A first child can actually ruin a relationship.
Yeah.
Because this child is special. You as a couple forget about your relationship.
You forget about each other.
About yourselves. Mm. The things that you used to do before this child came on earth. And you find that the mother, most of the time, you know, wants to spend more time with the child. Even Magyola Lubsu. Lomdwana Lois.
I'm Moshi Party.
I'm making sense, ne? Mm. You don't even have to Google it, ne?
Mm-hmm. So, what changed the most in your, after having children? Everything. Every little thing changed. Everything changed. Because now it's not about the two of you. It's about the two of you and this little human that is in front of you that needs your attention.
Yeah.
Now you want to do things like you were doing them. Usasa go relationship.
Yeah.
And people, I know my advisors would send voice notes and say, "Oh, but you can still do that." No, you can't. I'm telling you, you can't. And I stand my ground. I mean, you can't.
Yeah.
I've got three kids. I had four.
Mm-hmm.
My firstborn passed on when he was 9 weeks old, and then my daughter is 17.
Mm-hmm.
My son is 13, and Billy is 5.
Mm.
Agna PC, ayiko PC, ayiko ntonga yenza. Then, when you are in a relationship with your person, you can move around in being happy.
Mm.
You can eat your money how you want to eat. You can go on holiday tomorrow,
mm-hmm. and you have potential to be rich as well.
A huge potential.
Huge potential.
Yes, I love my kids. I love my kids wholeheartedly. This is like but it changed everything in a relationship.
Do you know, even when you're talking about relationship with other people, it even changes the relationship you have with yourself
and your friends.
You can't even do things that you used to do for yourself. There's always guilt. How na na ragantor? Oh, but no, rather let me constantly thinking about this human.
Holidays come to an end.
It is definitely life changing.
Because if you have to go on a holiday, you have this thing here next to you that's screaming in the plane and embarrassing you.
Kids change everything. It's not for the worse, it's just change.
It's a drastic change. And it's good change, because now there's a new life ending that you need to take care of.
Yeah.
You know, watching your kids grow is a blessing, because you're like, so this is what my parents were looking like at my mankula being so
now.
And it's a good thing.
It kills the selfish part of you if you are a true and pleasant parent.
And most parents obviously will also worry when the baby is like 3-4 months old, then they have to go to a, what do you call them? Dinesar, Lidibitan?
Crash,
yeah, nurseries, yeah.
Yeah, you worry about them.
Yeah, I didn't take my son to crash until he was 3.
Imagine.
Because I was like, because of course kids have got constant flus, constant infections, because they don't behave. So I was not willing to deal with a child who's in and out of hospital.
We should have warned kids not to listen.
No, they should.
To this particular one.
Love you guys. Because then we love you, but you've changed everything.
0636880959. Please call us. 086000. What changed the most in your relationship after having children?
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 0636880959.
We have a caller.
Oh, we have a caller.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
We're in Randburg. And Nelly Swe.
Yes.
Is it Nelly Siwe?
Hi.
Is it Nelly Siwe?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, Nelly Siwe, welcome.
Thank you.
Hello. What changed again?
So, no, I just wanted to share that when I was 34, I think, I met a younger guy, he was 28. I decided to have some fun and...
Yes, girl.
Yeah. We ended up falling pregnant with twins. And it was challenging, but we're doing great. And although initially we didn't have a relationship to begin with, but we've got a very strong partnership together.
Okay. Right, so he didn't run away?
No, he did not run away. He did ask me for those twins in the heat of the moment. So
oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I told you about those biscuits. A friend of mine had them, and they're triplets.
What biscuits?
Lama biscuit lawa man ane wedding yana.
Ni wabiza. Oh, space muffins.
Space cookies.
Yes. Trilandi space cookies.
Yeah.
Hey, Ken. Congratulations. Congratulations. Nice one. So there was a big argument here in the studio. We're talking about. And people debate about it all the time, you know, the responsibility between two people.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, that if you don't want kids, a woman should prevent, a man should use condoms, which makes sense. But I mean, I always say, it's better as a woman, you block all the doors, because if you fall pregnant and the guy wants to walk away, you are left with the responsibility. Forget about the money that is meant. You are the one who's carrying the child. So as a woman, you are the one who's supposed to be more cautious and say, even if he's using a condom, niyavalanye extra, with an extra door, so that there are no mistakes, because then you are the one who will be carrying the baby. Pela, when you're carrying the baby, guys continue with their lives. Sayo Konka, Sayo Groover will come and see you from time to time.
You know, like now these days, there's things that are called family courts. When people are able to provide for their kids and they don't provide for their kids, you just take them to court, guys. It's not a difficult thing. Not for me. It's just one thing. You don't want a baby, make sure you don't get a baby. You can't give me that responsibility. What if I want a baby? Because I'm also human. Humans are stoked.
Be open about it and say, "Bona ke matlangana." And if someone doesn't want a child, tell them. Or listen, okay, you don't want a child, I want a child. That's so that they can make their own decision and walk away.
I don't have a problem. I'm saying, Glenn, you and I can't be in a relationship.
I know a woman not on a lomadi condom.
Or what, you don't want a child? And then, Baba, you don't want a child? Cover it up!
Alright, the question is, what changed the most in your relationship after having children?
I was just saying, I know a woman who used to bite condoms. You got a very intriguing one today. What changed the most in your relationship after having children? I know that I'm a big fan of Dolly Parton. And she always talks about how she and her husband made that decision a long time ago not to have kids. And she was talking about how they're having the best of times. And she was saying, don't worry, I've got nieces and nephews. They do come over for a weekend. Even the wrestler, John Cena, was doing an interview, you know, about, you know, they were basically asking him how come he doesn't have kids. He says, no, it's a conscious decision that I made when I was in my 20s. Like, okay, what is it that you want in life? And he decided, no,
I don't want kids.
And he met someone who
had the same mind.
That's the way. Imagine that. But you know, with us blacks, it's like, you know, black people like saying, but into Zakumau feelers, that time we are broke. You know, black people like talking about
Mamela. Kistiko Bechile is home. You are worried about what's gonna happen to you when you die. It's going to crumble.
Black people worry about sense. It's so funny. Because millionaires, even when they don't have kids, they don't worry. They know they'll donate this money to someone. But blacks will say, oh, into Zami is so tata. I'm a hangar.
And who cares? Because you are dead.
The hangar.
I'm a hangar.
I was going to say, I had my first born three years back. I need to think of her first. Yo, ngazangazola.
You wait for school holidays, at least over Romele, kwa, koko, the grandparents. That's when maybe Lutoba Lele enough time, okay, no, le, body outing and then body show and all the stuff.
Yo, Skumba, I agree with you. Peace, have kids, and peace will go out the window. I have two boys, and I'm a referee all the time. I am tired. I want a PC. Yo, forget about money, guys. We are broke. We are critical but stable, but broke because of these children.
I had all the honeymoon plans after getting married, and then part of the honeymoon was cut. It didn't even go into play because she was pregnant a few weeks into the marriage, and then the child was born exactly a year after the marriage. And so my life changed, actually, not for the negative, not for the worse. It's just that these two little creatures that I kept popping out one after another, one is a boy, the oldest is a boy, he's now 18, the girl is 12. Look, they are opposites, but very amazing. I just can't keep my eyes and my hands and my thoughts away from my kids, to the point that that time when we were married, their mother used to complain that since the kids are born, I don't even pay attention to her.
You know, this thing starts when...
Very interesting, ne?
You're in starts. Like, it starts when she says, I'm pregnant. That's where the change starts. Because now you change how you do things.
Is it?
Now, if you're playing alone, second problem is
already there's change.
There's change, mind you, because I'm not enjoying our moments the way we used to enjoy them. Because masichu playing soccer, si songke, we end up singing, dancing, like a shayislala love. Shayislala kanjani pregnant. And every day there's a change. Because we are waiting for this miracle to come to earth. Immediately the baby comes, it's over. Because now,
everything is about that child.
Lalela, khumutso.
Waking, sleeping. How go turn to a
mountain? You walk like a thief in your house. You walk, say it.
Yes. In your own house. We are in your new bagwa kutazin. Yo, anganizo.
That time I lost this lawyer. We are changing my habits. And I will shy cheese go put in Tabati in the Funugo out this amend one day.
Another thing. Now, after the babies come, Kumuto, after the babies come, there's gym that needs to be part of this thing.
That's what?
Gym. Because there's baby weight and all these things. But this kid's going to get a lot of them. So I'm going to get gym in.
It's a mess. Mamela, be prepared. And there's nothing that will prepare you for it. You know, there are some things you have to live through them to understand. There's no way. We can tell you all the stories, anecdotal testimonies, get fun. You have to have kids to understand how big the change is.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.